In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So, deacons, we see the institution of the order of deacons today in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, and we see that they come from a desire of the apostles to make their ministry of charity more effective. And what was happening? Well, the Greek speakers, the Hellenists, were complaining against the Aramaic speakers, the Hebrews, saying, our widows can get neglected and theirs don't. Because there were a lot of people who did not receive the Holy Eucharist. That's what they're talking about, is taking the Eucharist to those who are homebound. And so the 12 got together and they said, well, you know, there's a lot of them and not too many of us, so we need to share our ministry and our authority with regards to charity, so that there's someone to take the Holy Eucharist to those who are shut in. And that's when they chose the 7 first deacons, you know, including the proto-martyr, St. Stephen, and then Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. Now, there's something very interesting about Nicholas of Antioch. It's not certain, but there is a good deal of evidence that he founded one of the first heresies. So he founded the Nicolaitans. And so he wasn't that great of a shake. And so when we see that, you know, some of us are not too great of a shake, we shouldn't let it depress us too much, because, well, after all, Jesus had Judas and the apostles had Nicholas of Antioch. Now, regarding the sharing of the apostolic ministry, it's also interesting to note that priests share a different aspect of the apostolic ministry. You know, we certainly share the ministry of charity too, but we share the ministry of the bishops in a more profound way, because we too can offer the sacraments. Most especially, we can hear confessions, we can anoint the sick, and we can, of course, celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So when we think about apostolic succession, we need to think not just about the bishops, but about those that they share their ministry with, priests and deacons. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.